chapter 3, verse 21 through 16 through 21, just say. We'll be reading this in the NIV version. Some of you may be accustomed to stand as the word is read. I'm going to ask you just stay seated, okay? Because you may be jumping up all night. Paul starts out by saying this. I pray. Somebody say, I pray.
I pray.
He's talking to fellow believers that was despondent about his incarceration. And he's saying this, I pray that out of his glorious riches, somebody say his, not mine, not yours, not hers, and not his. I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner man. Let me read that again. I think some of y'all got it. He said, I'm praying for you that through the glorious riches of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he may strengthen you with the power of his spirit in your inner man. And why verse 17 says, so that Jesus Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I'm also praying for you that you can be rooted and grounded and established in him in love. Why? That you may have a power together with the rest of us, hallelujah, to grasp how wide he is, how long he is, how high he is, and how deep his love for you is. And also you need to know this, and to know that his love surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Not being filled with some of the measure, but a part of the measure, or a quarter of the measure, or an eighth of a measure, or a whole of a measure, or an ounce of a measure, but all the whole measure of God that you can get filled up. Because when you're filled up with him, there isn't any other thing that can get inside of you when you're filled with him. And then he ends it with verse 20 and said, now. You need to understand something about now. Now is it yesterday, and now is it tomorrow. Now is it the day after tomorrow, but now is right now. Somebody pray with me this. And Paul starts in chapter 3, verse 1. He said, for this reason. Somebody said, this reason. Not yesterday's reason. Not a reason that you think. Not a recollection. Not an afterthought. Not a prior thought. But for this reason, I, Paul, am a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not for my sake, but for your sake. Now, Paul, what do you mean by that? Now, you go on to read the scripture. He was there because God granted and wanted him to preach the gospel without seclusion and without exclusivity. And while he was there in jail, while he was locked up, he discovered that in order to preach the gospel, in order to walk the gospel, in order to live the gospel, in order to practice the gospel, that he had to tap into something. Tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you got to tap into something, baby. Come on. Come on, tell me, you got to tap in. Come on. I'm not talking about tapping out. I'm talking tapping. Somebody say tap out. Paul discovered when he was locked up, Franklin, that he had to tap into something. That something was already built in. That something was always there. That something was inherent. That something that he was born with. And that something was called dunamis. Now, I brought one of my friends with me this evening. Sammy, show him what dynamite power is. Jericho was securely shut up and shut down. you operating in dunamis power, but you just don't know it yet. They were shut down, shut up, cease and desist and run away because they say, uh-oh, Bishop is coming and he's coming with dunamis power. He's coming with dunamis. He's coming with dynamite. So they were shut down. They said they were afraid because you was on the way. And verse 2, look what God said to Joshua. Joshua still couldn't get the message yet. The Lord said to Joshua, look, I have given you Jericho. But wait a minute. The people are still there, God. The walls are still up. What you mean you gave it to me? I don't see it. I don't feel it. It's not reality. But all of a sudden, the blessing is in the word see. You got to see that you possess dunamis power. You got to see that God has given you the city. You got to see your ministry flowing. You got to see your finances changing. You got to see your son coming to the Lord. You got to see your daughter living righteously. You got to see that God has given you a promotion. You got to see what God sees. God sees you as a dunamis. He sees you as dynamite. He sees you with dunamis power. Joshua just didn't see it yet. But God said, look, I've given you Jericho. But we say, I can't do that. I can't step up to the plate. This is too much for me. Huh? How many of you preachers heard that? But your response should be, but doesn't dunamis live in you? Yes. Now I know he does, because the Bible says that the great one lives on the inside. Yes. And all of a sudden, verse 20, we go to verse 20 and we see something here. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it happened when the people heard that the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell flat and the people went up into the city. You've got to know that dunamis is not waiting on you. Dunamis is already inside of you. Some of you say, well, God, I got a short fuse. God says this, light the fuse, let it run out. Step out and do it again. Your fuse get longer.
All right. There you go. Well.
Now, almost done here. Dunamis power, get this, the word dunamis means power. The word dynamite means power. Dunamite means power. No matter how you slice it, it just means power. The word ability means power. To him who is able to keep you from falling. To him who has dunamis power. And his power is able to keep you afloat. His power is able to keep you buoyant. His power is able to keep you balanced. His power enables you to walk. His power enables you to be upright. The power means ability, and ability means power. Means dunamis. Listen to this. Dunamis power is power to perform miracles. You want to perform miracles? Dunamis power also means power of excellence. You want excellent in your ministry, excellent in the things that you do, tap into your dynamite power. Dunamis power is power to influence. It's power to obtain riches and wealth. It's power when we gather as a congregation. Let me tell you something. And hear this out. Now, I am not speaking against those of us with medical conditions. Hear me out. But if you would tap into your dunamis power, your medical condition will run. It will cease, because that dynamite power will allow you to circumvent all those things that's happening with you. In this last several months, we've had pastors in our organization that have walked away. It's too much, they said, Pastor Christian. I didn't sign up for all of this. Ministry is encompassing all my time. I don't have time for pleasure and for recreation. I don't have time for my family. I don't have time for this. And I sit back and say, where's that dunamis power? Because if you had that dynamite power, then that those things that you... Now, I am not refuting that people battle with depression and all type of disorders. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying this. Bishop, dunamis power you were born with. How come we're not using the dunamis power to tell the devil to back up and get behind me? And you will find out that the says. With an S. I wait.
Here.
tomorrow, but since we said all this, we can stand in the here and now. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly. Oh, I think you heard me. To him, is that him? Now to him that caused you to walk with dynamite power. Now to him that caused you to explode your Jericho. Now to him that caused you to be able to stand, to do abundantly above all that your little puny and feeble mind could ever think, could ever imagine, could ever. Y'all sit down, go sit down. Hallelujah. In my life, I had to knock down many Jerichos, and I'm pretty sure your life is not different. You're not good enough. You're not tall enough. You're not muscle enough. You're not this and you're not that. But one thing I am is a child of God. That's what you tell your people. I may not be this, and I may not be that, but I know one thing, that I am a child of God. And you tell them, now! You may not be the cutest, you may not be the slimmest, you may not be the most voluptuous, but guess what? You are his child. And you tell them, now!
Come on. All right.
Yeah. church, but the scripture does support this. It says, Lord, stir us up. Yeah. Scripture says, Paul told Timothy, stir your own self up.
That's right.
Some of y'all, you waiting for me to stir you up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to give the motivation to give an exhortation, but at the end of the day, when you not around me or not around somebody else, you right. need to stir your own self up and ignite your own dynamic dynamo, dynamite power. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
The reason why I haven't quit ministry, I've seen too many things. Not bad things. I've seen people's legs grow out. I've seen people's arms grow out. I've literally seen people's deaf ears open where they can hear. I've seen a lot of stuff in my travels. So for me to walk away from this, how can they bring me back? Not because of, not because of this, I just need to repent. I can't afford to walk away. The old songwriter said, you can't make me doubt it because I know too much about it. I understand all that stuff, but somewhere along the line, you got to stop and you got to say, but he was good Amen. Over there.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. And he was good right there.
Yes.
And he can be good right here.
Right.
As he can be good over there.
Yes.
The same God that brought you out
yeah.
with dynamic and dynamo power is telling you, use that dynamic and dynamo power that was inherent in you, that was born in you, that was built in you when you was born. And no one can ever turn you away. I'm just waiting. I just hear God saying, some of you need to tap into that dynamic realm. The dynamic realm. That realm where Satan flees. That realm where demons tremble. That realm where cancer back up. That realm where it recedes and go into remission. That realm where God says that you can touch his body, but you can't take his life. That realm where Satan has to back up when you said, Satan, get behind me. That dynamic realm. That realm where God is up on the mountain and he said, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. That dynamic realm where God is. You want to experience the dynamic God? Tap into your dunamis power. I think about all the times that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And all the times that I lost my memory when I was a kid, when I had my brain concussion, my brain tumor. But I say, God, that's been 50 years ago. I'm going on 59 and I don't have any signs of slowing up, Joe. Because somebody prayed for me and somebody had dynamic power, they had goodness power, and they said, God, I pray that Zach begin to know you in his dynamic and in your dynamo and power. I remember when Chanel had cancer in the fourth stage, just suddenly came there, left the doctor, and first thing she did was go into praise and worship. Confused the enemy. Why is she singing? Because she in stage four. think y'all heard. Why is she singing and she's stage 4 cancer at 27, 28 years old? Why is she still singing your praises? She could have just took a line from Job's wife and said, why don't you just curse God and lay over and die? When you see somebody raised up without medical intervention, he says, she's walking in dunamis power. Sick. I know that you've been battling, but when I see you here tonight, you're here because there is dunamis power inside you. I'm not willing to let down, not willing to let go, not willing to give up, not willing to give out. Not when dunamis power is residing. Am I talking to somebody tonight? Come on, tap in. Come on, tap in. Release it. Pray. Come on. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, come on, come on, come on now. We know Bishop Cooney is sick, but the Bible says when the army of God get together, when we all come together, Jesus.